paragraph dalin vialkein srichen lahaktim benoy le ben benoy u ben benoy le ben chaveroin. Now we understand also why the halacha tells us that your son comes before your grandson, and your grandson comes before anybody else's kids that you would want to learn with. Kitzrichin lohoyer hanekuda bebonov yoiser. A father has an obligation. His first primary obligation is to shine his nekuda into his sons. Machmas shebonov nemshichu mimenu, because his sons come from him. V'chol nekudosam hakdoisha sheyesh bohem nimshach mimenu. Their entire holiness comes from him. Their neshama, their body, they come from him. Ki ikar hanekuda sheyesh b'chol echad miYisrael hu machmas shehu mizera Yisrael. Because the main holiness, this nekuda that every Jew has, is based on the fact that he's born to a Jewish daddy and mommy. Ki kol echad miYisrael yesh bo nekuda kedosha mitzad hoyladosoi, because each and every single Jew has a holiness that he possesses from birth. Machmeshehu mizera Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, because he is a descendant of Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov. Ki Avraham zocholaze, because Avraham Avinu was zocha to this. Lahamshich oyer hanekuda kedosha loy. To draw this holiness onto himself and onto his children and all of his future descendants. Ki mimenu hischil shalsheles hayuchsin shel kedushas Yisrael sheloy tufsak loilam. Because it's from Avram Avinu that there began our holy chain, our holy heritage, our ancestry of Jewish holiness, which will never, ever, chas v'shalom, be destroyed, disappear. Kimei Avraham nimshecha hanekuda mitzad ha'hoylodo liyitzhak benoi. Because from Avraham Avinu, that nekuda was passed on via the birth of his son Yitzhak Avinu, specifically. Sherak hu nikrozara. It's only Yitzhak Avinu who has that special honorable title of being Zera Avraham, the seed of Avraham, and Avraham Avinu's child. Kamei shekosov, as the pasuk says, ki beYitzchak yikorei lecho Zera. In Yitzchak will be your children will be proclaimed. V'chein mi Yitzchak liYaakov. And so too, this was passed down from Yitzchak Avinu to Yaakov Avinu. V'Yaakov hoyo mitosei shlema. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was zoche to completion, to be complete, to be whole, that his bed was perfect. U'mimenu nimshecha nekuda b'shleimus l'shneimos ha'shiftei kor. And from Yaakov Avinu, that nekuda was passed on further to the 12 holy tribes. V'chein midor ledor, and so too from generation to generation. Shekol echad v'yechad mizer Yisrael yesh bo nekuda k'doisha machmas ha'hoylodo, whereby every single Jew possesses a holiness from birth, because he was born to parents who are children of parents, who are children of parents, who are children of Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Machmas shehu mizer Yisrael, mizer Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Ki ikar hanekuda hi bebechinas bris. Rab Nosson Zal says, because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likut Imran that when we speak about this spark of holiness or this light of holiness that's found in a Jew, which is sometimes called the neshama, sometimes it's called the Torah, it's called by many different names. In that chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal refers to it as the Oyer Hanekuda. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the Iker Hanekuda hu bebechinas bris. The main light of the holiness of a Jew is associated with bris. Bechinas tzadik yesoid oilam. The tzadik yesoid oilam. Yesoid means foundation. The Nekuda of tzadik, the Nekuda of bris, that's the foundation. Kamei shekosa shom batoyronal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Lamedalid. Umishom kol ha'hoylodois. And it's from the bris, that's where all souls are born. That's how births take place. Kihu tzinoir shel kol ha'neshomois kayadua. Because the bris kodesh, the yesoid, that's the pipe through which all souls are brought into the world. V'chol Yisrael al yidei shem nimoilim, heim kulam bebechinas kedushas habris, kama shekosav rabbeinu zal b'mokam achar, b'simen chav gimel. And we know that every single Jew, by going through a bris milah, has an aspect of kedushas habris, tikkun habris. As Rabbeinu Zal says, the Torah of Gimel, bebechinas tzadikim, so that each and every single Jew has that title tzadik upon him. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'ameich kulam tzadikim, your nation are all tzadikim. V'ze zochu mei Avraham, and this originates from Avraham Avinu, shehayah roish lani moilim, who was the first one to take on himself this mitzvah of mila. He was the first one to remove, to cut away that shame that rests on the bris, that orla, that foreskin, that tome orla through the bris mila. That's how you turn on the light of that nekuda. Shehi bechinas tzadik yisoy doylam. That nekuda is referred to as tzadik yisoy doylam. And then Avram Avinu was zocher to give birth to Yitzchok, acharei shekvar hoyonimoil, after Avram Avinu had gone through the bris milah. Avram Avinu had the bris milah when he was 99 years old. And it was only afterwards that Hashem spoke to him and said, you're going to have a child, I'm going to bless you with a child. Exactly. Parshas Chayesorah comes after Parshas Toildos comes after Lech Lecha. And after Vayera, the beginning of Parshas Vayera speaks about the bris milah of Avraham Avinu, how Hashem came to visit him on the Yom Shlishi Lamila. On the Shlishi Lamila, on the third day of the bris milah, is when Hashem sends the angels to tell Avraham Avinu and his wife that in 1 year you're going to have a baby. And again, through Avraham Avinu going through this bris milah, and then giving birth to Yitzchak Avinu, that's how he was zeichet to pass on this holiness of a Jew to generations. Shekol Zaroi, that all of his descendants, Shem Zera Yisrael, Yamshichu Hanekuda Hakdoisha, will continue passing on this holiness, Me'av Leben, from father to son, Midor Ledor, from generation to generation, Lo'ilam, permanently. Nimtza, we see from here, Shahanekuda shel kol echad miYisrael hi nimsheches me'oviv mitzad ha'hoylado kanal, that this spark of holiness that each and every single Jew possesses has been transmitted and passed down to him from birth, via his father, through birth. Avol machmas zuamas hanochosh, however, as a result of the filth of the snake, shehu his gabrus hataivos, which manifests itself in all the evil desires that a person has, shenimshochem mishviras kelim, which came about as a result of the breakage of the vessels that took place in creation, mehacherpois kanal, from all the shame, from the broke shviras kli chesed, aydeze nisalem venistor oyer hanekuda shiyesh b'cholechad miYisrael mitzad ha'ilodo, that causes that holiness that each and every single Jew possesses from birth to be covered up, to go into hiding. Ki hacherpoi slave, shvira slave, he mizgabrim bahahoylodo daika. Because these negative forces at a sitrachra, these cherpois and the shvira, they are activated and they fight especially hard at the time of birth. And at the whole process of birth, kize klal, because this is a very important fact and a very important rule, shebemokim shehakedusha gavoya yoiser shom heimiz gabrim biyoiser, wherever there's a higher level of holiness, the sitrachra works harder to fight it, to battle it, to destroy it. Because Hashem has made the kedusha and the other side parallel to each other. That there should be free choice, it should be a fair fight. V'alkein, and therefore, beroiv ha'hoylodois nechaz bohem b'chinas shvira slave, cherpa slave. Therefore, unfortunately, by most births, there's this tuma. There's this shvira slave and cherpa slave. There's these taivas rois and midos rois that are also playing a role in it. Shemehem haklipa hachoifa la pri. That's what generates the klipa, the tuma, the sitrachra that covers over the fruit, that shell, that husk that covers the fruit. Shemehem kol hataivos. That's where all the evil desires come from. Sheal yodom nisalem or hanakuda, which caused the holiness of the Jew to be covered up and to go into hiding. Vizeh kol huavoida shel kol odom. And this is our main mission in this world, lehizgaber, to strengthen ourselves, lehoyer etzem hanakuda sheyeshboy, to get that light, that holiness inside of me, to shine brightly. Shetoyer leliboy, it should shine into my heart. How? Al yedei hadibur, through speech, by speaking words of kedusha. Shemedaber beinoy levin koinoy, by speaking words of hispoidus, by speaking to Hashem, or saying Tehillim, or speaking words of Torah when I'm by myself, when I'm learning by myself. Ve'im chaverov, and with my friends, by learning and speaking with my friends. Ve'raboy, and with his Rebbe. V'chulu, as we mentioned earlier. Why? Because Rabbein Azal teaches us that this is what has the ability to break and destroy those negative forces, that cherpa, that sitrachra, that orla that's resting on the heart, which came about through the breakage of the vessels, of which one example is, because the parents were not 100% holy and pure at the time of bringing this neshama into the world. And if their holiness wasn't on the highest level, then when the neshama is brought into the world, the neshama comes in with some tuma, with some cherpa slave, with some of that junk on it, in a sense. V'alkein hachiyuv mutal al oviv b'yoyser ledabrim b'noi b'ter v'yishamayim. This is why the father especially is obligated to talk to his son about Torah, about Yerushalayim, kidei lohoyer boy hanekuda mipel alev, in order to shine into his son that holiness that's transmitted from mouth to heart, ki al oviv daiko mutal achiyu b'yoyser, because the obligation is more so on the father, because the father is the one who gave his son that nekuda to begin with. The father is the one who gave the son the holiness and the neshama and everything. Because the father is a descendant of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, and he passed on that holiness that he received from Avram Yitzhak Yaakov to his son. Vegam hacherpa hashoira aliboy, hu gam kein al yodoy. And the tuma that's on the son's heart is also coming from daddy. So both the kedusha, the oyer hanekuda, and the tuma, it's all coming from daddy. Al yedei shelo kidei shatzmai koroi. If daddy wasn't 100% holy in his thoughts, in his speech, in his action, in everything that surrounded the issue of bringing children into the world. V'alkein, therefore, who mechuyev lelmoid and b'noy Torah? Therefore, it's the father that has the special obligation to learn Torah with his son. Shai deze mesakein kol zois. That's how he corrects all of this. Ki al yedei shehu loymeid and b'noy, because by the father learning with his son, hu meir boy hanekuda sheyesh boy mikdushas Yisrael, the father shines into the son that holiness that the father has, which he received from Avram Yitzchok Yaakov and from Matan Torah and Har Sinai, from all of that. Umevatel hacherpo hashoiral halev. And he helps destroy and get rid of that tuma, that shame that's on the heart of the son. Ki hakoil nimshach meoviv, because everything comes from the father. Vehu tzorech lesakin kol zeh, and therefore the father has to correct all of this. Al yedei hadibur shemedaber imbnoi b'toyrah v'yirashamayim, through the words of Torah and Yerushalayim that he speaks with his son. Shaydeze meira hanekuda mipel alev. That's how he causes that light of the nekuda to shine from his mouth to the son's heart. Shaydezer Nestaken Hakoil. And Rabbeinu Zal explained to us in the Likutei Moran that that's how you correct everything. That there is this Nekuda Hakdoisha that has the power to fix everything. And the way that that Nekuda operates is verbally, through verbal communication. Especially verbal communication with the tzaddik, with your friends, and with yourself, you know, by yourself. V'chula, etc.